安。
May peace be with you, be with you all.
下午我们来学习的题目是给我一秒钟。
The topic of our mutual encouragement this afternoon is give me a second.
英文里面呢有一句形容啊，就是给我一秒钟。
There's a common saying that people say that is, give me a second.
比如说，你要做一个事情，你告诉别人说啊 ，give me a second， 就是等我一下的意思。
For example, when you are telling somebody that you're about to do something, but you need them to wait a little bit, you say, give me a second.
因为一秒钟啊，是我们人类算时间的单位里面最小的一个单位。
Because 1 second is the smallest unit of time that we use as people.
因为一秒钟呢，实在很短。
Because 1 second is very short.
像你讲完一句话之后，已经过了一秒。
After you finish one phrase, 1 second has already passed.
但是到底有没有可能说真的有人给你一秒钟呢？
But is it actually possible for somebody to give you a second?
多出来了一秒钟呢？
Can somebody give you an additional second?
其实大家如果在上个月有留意新闻的话，
if you have paid attention to the news last month,
上个月的6月30日晚上凌晨的时候，就我们每一个人都多了一秒钟。
You will realize that last month on June 30th, at midnight, all of us gained 1 more second.
这一秒呢，叫做闰秒 leap second.
This second is called the leap second.
是什么算的呢？
And how do they calculate this?
知道科学家用原子钟来算时间是算的最准的。
We know that for scientists, the most clear way to calculate time is with an atomic clock.
现在我们所有的手表、所有的钟都是不准的。
All of our clocks and our watches are not accurate at the moment.
最准的钟就是用原子震动的时候来计算时间。
The most accurate way to count time is to look at the vibrations of an atom.
用这个来计算地球自转的那个时间。
And to use that to calculate how much time it takes for the Earth to revolve once.
神造的大自然很奇妙。
This is how wonderful the creation of God is.
大部分的时间呢，地球的自转的速度呢都是很固定的。
For most of the time, the rotational speed of the Earth is constant.
但是有时候呢，也会晃了一下。
But sometimes it might vary.
这是一晃，是非常的微小的时间。
And that variance is usually very minute.
所以当这个原子钟跟这个地球转动的速度有稍微的不一样的时候，
therefore, when there is a slight discrepancy between the atomic clock and the speed of rotation of the Earth,
那么很久一次啊，科学家他们就决定了要调我们的钟啊。
For this reason, the scientists had made the decision a long time ago that we should adjust our clocks by this 1 second.
因为你不能控制地球转的速度。
Because no one can control the rotational speed of the Earth.
但是你可以调人造的这个原子钟。
But we are able to adjust the atomic clock that's created by man.
所以我们在上个月啊，6月30号晚上凌晨的时候，科学家就多加了我们每个人一秒。
Therefore, last month on June 30th, at midnight, all of us gained 1 more second.
不晓得你7月1号睡醒啊，那一天是加拿大日嘛，有没有觉得说哇，特别睡得饱一点？
I'm not sure if on July 1st, Canada Day, when you woke up, whether you felt more refreshed that morning.
因为你人生啊多了一秒钟。
Because in your life, you had gained 1 more second.
那这个一秒啊是最短的时间。
1 second is the smallest unit of time.
但是呢，其实啊，也是可以说影响很长的。
But you can also say that 1 second can have an enduring influence.
有时候一秒钟啊，也可以影响我们永恒的这个生命跟决定。
Sometimes something that happens within 1 second can have a lasting consequence regarding our spiritual life.
你觉得一秒钟很短？
You think 1 second is very short.
但是神看时间呢，跟我们又不一样。
But God views time on a different time scale than us.
我们看呢，彼得后书第三章。
Well, let's turn to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得后书三章的八节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8。
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Verse 8。But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and a thousand years is as 1 day.
这里彼得长老啊，说出一个非常特别的一个事实。
Here, Elder Peter mentioned a very special truth.
这是神看时间跟人看时间不一样。
That is, the time scale of God and how it is different from the time scales of man.
我们人看一日很短呢。
Human beings, when we view one day, we think it is short.
神可以把它看成一千年那么长。
But God can see it as if it was 1,000 years.
有的人看一千年长到没有办法去理解。
And for human beings, we cannot fathom 1,000 years of time.
在神看眼中呢，就好像一天这样，很快过去。
But in the eyes of God, it can be like just one day.
其实科学家早就已经用数学理论来证明了。
Indeed, this has already been proven by science and math.
爱因斯坦很出名的科学家，他要证明啊，我们物质界里面时间是相对的。
A very famous scientist named Einstein had already proven that time in our physical world is relative.
就算在物质界里面，时间的长短其实都是相对的。
That is to say, in the material world, the length or the shortness of time is relative.
那更何况，如果用物质界跟灵界来比的话，那时间更是相对，更是不一样。
But even more so, if you try to contrast the material world with the spiritual world, we know for sure that time scales will be different.
所以一秒钟虽然可以是很短。
So even though 1 second can be a very short amount of time.
但是在灵里面，在你的信仰、对你的人生、对你的命运，也可以有非常大的影响。
But it can have a great impact on your life, your destiny, and where you go in the future.
所以不要小看这一秒钟。
Therefore, we should not belittle 1 second.
那我们来讲几点。
So let us talk about a few points.
第一点呢？
First,
有时候灾难发生了，也是在一秒钟。
Sometimes disasters can arrive within a second.
我们看约伯记的第五章。
Let us turn to the book of Job, chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约伯记第五章的第七节。
Job chapter 5, verse 7.
约伯记五章的七节。
Job chapter 5, verse 7.
人生在世，必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
Verse 7, yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward.
这里说人的一生啊，会一定会遇到很多的患难。
Here it tells us that a man will encounter trouble in his life.
有一句话说，人生不如意的事情啊，十之常八九，就是十样里面有八九样都是不如意的。
There is a saying that says that in the life of a man, out of 10 events that happen, 8 or 9 will be unfortunate events.
所以一般上来说，人长越大就越不开心，越多烦恼。
So typically, the older a person becomes, the less happy he is, and the more worries he will have.
尤其当你遇到患难的时候啊。
This is especially true when a person has faced troubles.
这个火星飞腾，就好像突然间有火花这样子冒出来。
These troubles are similar to sparks that fly upward suddenly.
好，你看两块石头。本来没有摩擦的，没有火花的。
When you look at two pieces of rock, originally there's no sparks between them.
你一摩擦了，马上这个火花就跳出来。
But as soon as you move them, you hit them together, the friction between them causes sparks to come out.
很短的时间之内，你的人生会可能会有很大的改变。
So even in a very small amount of time, your life can be changed very greatly.
约伯自己就很体会这句话。
Job himself experienced this.
他本来啊，人生都很顺利。
Originally, his life was very smooth.
他很有钱。
He was very wealthy.
很有智慧。
He was wise.
有一个很美好的家庭。
He had a wonderful family.
有好的太太。
He had a good wife.
十个儿女。
10 children.
很多很多的牛羊。
He had lots of livestock.
他什么都有。
He had everything.
看起来没有人可以影响他的身份、地位、财富。
And he apparently looked like somebody who could not be moved from his wealth and his status.
但是在很短的时间之内，在一天当中。
But in a very short period of time, in a matter of one day,
他的所有的财产被抢光了。
All of his property and possessions were taken away.
孩子遇到意外，一天十个孩子通通死掉了。
There was an accident that caused all 10 of his children to die on the same day.
他自己还得了怪病，从头到脚长了疮。
And he was diseased with some kind of disease that caused him to have sores all over his body.
所以他的家庭健康跟财富都拿走了，都被拿走了。
Therefore, his health, his family, and his wealth were all taken away.
这些灾难发生了，真的很短的时间。
Indeed, when disaster comes, it comes in a short period of time.
他儿女啊，在轮流在不同的兄弟姐妹家里在开 party 啊，在吃饭。
His children were eating in one another's houses.
突然间，龙卷风就来了，把那个都倒塌了。
And suddenly, a great wind came and caused the wall to collapse.
也可以说，在一秒钟之内啊，所有的孩子都死掉了。
So you could say, in about 1 second period of time, all of the children died.
一秒钟之内啊，他的财产啊， 也被强盗抢光了。
And in a matter of a second, all of his possessions were taken away by robbers.
其实人真的很脆弱。
Indeed, human beings are very fragile. 啊，
如果大家有留意新闻呢，前几个礼拜在台湾呢发生了一场非常大的灾难。
If you pay attention to the news, you will see that a few weeks ago in Taiwan there was a great disaster.
那个在八仙水上乐园。
It was at a water park.
如果是台湾来的，都应该知道那个地方。
If you're from Taiwan, you probably know of that park.
我跟传道良，我们在还没结婚之前啊，认识的时候啊，也去过那边玩。
My wife and I, before we were married, when we were introduced, we also went there to play.
那边是一个很大的水上的游乐场。
It is a big water park.
是一个大家都很常去玩的地方。
It was a place where many people go to enjoy themselves.
那天晚上呢，在那边开了一个彩虹的派对。
And that evening, there in that park, was a
有一个 party, a rainbow party.
A rainbow party.
那他们那个主办单位呢，就把游泳池的水呢，就抽干。
So the people organizing the party had dried the park of the water.
弄成一个临时的这个跳舞啊庆祝的广场的一个地方。
And it became a temporary place of celebration and dancing.
庆祝这个彩虹啊。
They celebrated rainbow.
那从四方八面呢喷了很多用玉米粉做的这个彩粉、彩色粉来营造这个气氛。
And from every direction, they sprayed these dyes that were made from cornstarch.
哇，大家在疯狂跳舞，快乐的当中。
So in their dancing and in their joy and celebration,
灾难的事情就发生了。
A disastrous thing happened to them.
不晓得什么缘故，那些彩粉啊着火。
For some reason, the cornstarch was ignited.
变成喷火。
So it was like a spray of fire.
几千个年轻人呢，就在这个游泳池干周周达来这个舞台当中呢，活活被烧。
And so thousands of youths who were there were burned.
很多都是很年轻的，十几二十岁。
Many of them were very young in their teenage years or in their twenties.
有人说90%烧伤，80%烧伤了。
Some had 80-degree burns. Some had 90.
哇，他们都没有那有办法想到那天去玩，结果回不了家了。
So it was unimaginable to them that on that day when they went to play at the park, they would not be able to return home.
到现在为止，好像至少已经有五个人罹难了，烧死了。
And up to now, at least 5 people have already perished.
活着的人呢，那些伤者呢，还是很痛苦的在挣扎。
And even those people who remain alive, for example, the people who organized the event, they struggle a lot.
那些还有的伤者啊，受伤的也在医院里面继续呢，在为生命来挣扎。
And those people, other people who are injured in the hospital, they are still struggling for their lives.
这人生啊，真的很没有办法预计。
Therefore, we cannot predict what will happen in our lives.
一秒钟之间，可以最欢乐的场面，可以变成地狱一样的苦难。
In a matter of a second, what was originally a joyous occasion can become like hell.
在几个月之前呢，台湾也是发生了一个空难。
A few months ago in Taiwan, there was also an air disaster.
有个飞机啊掉到台北的河里面。
There was an airplane that fell into a river in Taipei.
后来调查了。
And then after the investigation,
发觉原来飞行当中呢有一个引擎坏了。
The airline discovered that while the plane was flying, one of the engines broke down.
机长呢按错了，把另外一个也关掉了。
And the pilot pressed the wrong button, and he shut off the other engine as well.
就失去动力了，掉到河里面。
And so because of the lack of forward momentum, the plane dropped into the river. Many people died. This is also something that happened within a second.
人可以从最安稳的环境。
Within a second, people can go from being in a calm and peaceful place to a place that is very near death.
昨天也是马航啊，被在那个啊，在那个欧洲那边被击落了。在那个那边被击落了一周年呢，被一个飞弹击落了一周年的时间呢。
And yesterday was also the 1 year anniversary since the Malaysian Airlines flight was shot down in Eastern Europe.
所以你看人生真的是很无定。
Therefore, we see how turbulent life can be.
你也看最近中国的股市。
If you look at the stock market in China.
前一阵子大家还是很疯狂的炒卖，大家好像赚了很多钱。
Not that long ago, people were very excited because they were making a lot of money.
但是短短时间之内呢，哇，股市崩盘了，
But in a short period of time, the stock market collapsed and many people lost a lot of money. These events all happen in a very short period of time. Therefore, today, if we're all living still, then we need to know this truth. That life is constantly changing. Your life could be taken away from you in a matter of 1 second. Your wealth can perish in a matter of 1 second. In fact, there is nothing in this world that will be everlasting. Because disaster can arrive at any moment in time. Let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 12. Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 12.
Verse 12.
For who knows what is good for man in life, all the days of his vain life, which he passes like a shadow? Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun?
人生很忙, 有时候好像很充实, 有时候又好像很无奈。
Life is very busy. Sometimes we feel very satisfied, but sometimes we feel like it is in vain.
但是如果一个人到老，转回头看看他一生做过的事情。
But if a person reaches an old age and then looks back at what he has done in his life,
都会叹气。
They will always sigh.
所以人越年纪大越会叹气。
This is the reason why the older we get, the more we sigh.
就想说，哎呀，不过如此。
Because we realize how vain this time has been.
传道书的主题就是说人生是虚空的。
The theme of the book of Ecclesiastes is that life is vain.
为什么会虚空?
Why is life vain?
因为当你所做的一切没有跟神连上的时候,
Because when everything you do has no relation with God,
你会发觉你得到的一切到最后也带不走。
Then you will discover that even though you have received much, in the end, you cannot bring any of it with you.
你心中得到了，但是你手中得到了，心中也有很空虚的感觉。
You receive something with your hand, but your heart remains empty.
所有可以得到的东西也是可以失去。
And everything that you receive, you can also lose.
所以我们要了解什么与我们有益处。
Therefore, we need to understand what is actually beneficial to us.
还好我们有神。
For us, fortunately, we have God.
我们有信仰。
We have faith.
就算灾难发生在一秒钟,
so even if disaster comes upon us in the next second,
我们遇上急难的时候, 呼求神, 也是可以在这一秒钟当中来呼求神。
We can also reach out to God and call on His name within the 1 second.
我们看马太福音14章,
Let us turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 14,
30节,
verse 30.
马太福音14章30节。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 30.
我们从29节开始看。
Let us begin from verse 29.
14章29节。
Matthew 14, 29.
耶稣说：“你来吧。”彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。Verse
29. So he said, Come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
只因见风甚大，就害怕，正要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我。”
Verse 30, But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me.
那天晚上, 主耶稣跟门徒说, 你们先坐船到对面。
That night, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go across to the other side.
我再与你们会合。
And he told them that he will be reunited with them.
那个门徒都在船上, 在湖上。
So the disciples were on a boat on in a lake.
突然间呢, 起大风浪。
And suddenly there was a great wind and wave.
哇, 然后呢, 彼得呢, 还有门徒呢, 看到主耶稣走在水面。
And then the disciples, including Peter, saw the Lord Jesus walking on the surface of the sea.
哇,
In the beginning, they were troubled because they thought it was a ghost.
从来没有人可以走在水面上,
because they had never been anyone walking on the surface of the water.
但是耶稣说,
but the Lord Jesus said to them, Be of good cheer, 哇, it is I. Do not be afraid.
彼得就很大胆了，就说，啊，主啊，如果是你，叫我走过去。
So Peter was very bold and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you.
主耶稣说, 好,
and Jesus said, Come.
结果彼得就跳下去了。
So Peter jumped in.
结果呢，哎，那个水面就好像变成平平的，可以让他走路。
And initially, it was as if the water became stiff, and he was able to walk on the water.
他的眼睛就看着主耶稣。
And so he gazed upon Jesus.
一步一步的走过去。
Step by step, he walked towards Jesus.
但是当他眼睛没有看耶稣的时候。
But when his eyes were no longer fixed on Jesus.
哇，浪那么大。
And he saw how great the wind was.
害怕了。
He became afraid.
都开始沉下去了。
And then he began to sink.
沉下去很快的。
It is, the sinking is very fast.
尤其是如果你不游泳的话,
especially if you cannot swim.
彼得可能会游泳, 因为是渔夫。
Peter probably knew how to swim because he was a fisherman.
但是风浪那么大, 会游泳也没有用。
But when the winds and the waves are so great, it is useless to be able to swim.
所以他就在主耶稣的眼前就开始沉下去。
So right before Jesus, he was about to sink.
还好他还没淹死之前。
But before he drowned,
他还喊叫出一句话。
He cried out one phrase.
主啊,救我。
Lord, save me.
主耶稣马上赶紧伸出手来拉住他。
So immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter.
如果不是彼得讲出这句话，主啊救我。
If Peter did not cry out, Lord, save me.
他就变成十二个门徒当中第一个死掉的人。
He would become the first disciple to die.
都还没有传福音呢，就死掉了。
He hasn't even started to preach and he died.
明明是渔夫啊，就淹死了。
And he was a fisherman, but he died in the water.
还会死在耶稣的面前。
And he would have been someone who died right before Jesus.
多冤枉啊。
How in vain would that be?
还好他会求救。
But thankfully, he knew to ask for help.
你喊出来，主啊，救我，也是一秒钟而已。
When he said, Lord, save me, that also only took 1 second.
但是你喊出来这句话就得救了。
But when he made that cry, he was saved.
人有时候要知道自己在危险当中。
People need to recognize when they're in danger.
如果有在危险当中自己都不知道。
If you're in danger and you do not even realize it,
那没人可以救你啊。
Then no one will be able to save you.
你要知道自己在危险当中。
You need to first know that you're in danger.
然后你要喊出来说，主啊，救我。
And then you must cry, Lord, save me.
当然危险有两种。
There are 2 types of danger.
一种就是身体上、物质上的危险。
One is danger in the physical and material sense.
我们教会有很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
We have many testimonies in the church.
在危险、危难当中啊，大声喊叫，主啊救我，或是念哈利路亚。
Where members in our church, in times of danger, they cried out Hallelujah or Lord save me.
结果真的主耶稣有在危急当中的搭救。
And then in their crises, the Lord Jesus saved them.
有个姐妹啊，有一天在路上开车。
There was one sister who was driving on the road one day.
在一个冬天的早上。
And on a winter morning.
那个时候那个姐妹所开的车啊，是很老牌的美国大水牛旧车。
At that time, she was driving the very old American car.
那个性能也不是特别好。
Which did not function very well.
那时候也没什么钱，那个轮胎也不是冬天轮胎。
She did not have a lot of money, so she could not afford winter tires.
所以她开在路上也是很小心。
Therefore, she drove very carefully on the road.
结果那天在路上，前面红绿灯。
And that morning, there was a red light in front of her.
前面有一台车已经停好了。
And the car in front of her had already stopped.
她就要踩 brake.
And so she applied the brakes.
哎呀，但是她发觉怎么踩 brake 好像完全没有用呢？
But then she realized that even though she was applying the brakes, the car was not stopping.
怎么越踩越来越近，越来越近，停不下来。
And she saw that her car was getting closer and closer to the car in front.
快撞，快撞了。
And so she realized that she was about to hit the one in front of her.
她就大声喊 Hallelujah!
And she shouted out Hallelujah!
哇，这个砰一下。
And then her car hit the car in front of her.
然后后面那台车呢也停不了。
And the car behind her also could not stop.
Hallelujah! 哇，但是她知道后来撞过来，她也 Hallelujah! 哎，后面那车砰一下。
Because she knew that the car behind her was about to hit her, so she again said Hallelujah before the crash happened.
她说惨了，前后都撞了。
And then so she said,this is bad because both the front and the back have been hit.
他的烂车没所谓，但是前后的车没有他那么烂。
Even though her car was very cheap, the cars in front of her and behind her were not so cheap.
哎呀，赔钱了，麻烦了。
So she was worried that she might have to pay.
哎呀，然后他就下车了。
So she got off the car.
很奇妙。
But very wonderfully,
对方也下车了。
Other people also got off their cars.
前面的下车，他也下车看看，咦？明明是砰一声呢，但是为什么车子好像没有凹进去？
They both looked at the cars, and even though there was a crash, yet neither car was damaged.
前面那台车好像也没有什么损伤。
And the car on the other side also was not damaged.
后面那台车撞过来了，也没有什么损伤。
Both the cars in the front and the back were not damaged.
一点点擦到也没有什么问题。
There was just a minor scratch and not even a dent.
他觉得很奇怪，明明这是好像有撞击，但是又好像有东西隔住。
So she felt it was very strange because even though there was a crash, it was as if she was protected by something.
她第一次啊体验到好像是神来帮她保护。
It was her first time experiencing the protection of God.
那是她刚信主，刚刚信主不久的时候。
She had just believed in the Lord at the time.
她体会到，哎，原来在危险当中真的要祷告求神。
She experienced that in a time of danger, indeed, one has to seek help from the Lord.
所以我们遇到危险的时候。
So when we are faced with danger.
就算是一秒钟。
Even if it is happening within a second,
要祷告,
we need to pray,
要靠神,
rely on God.
第一件想到要靠神,
the first thing we should think about is to rely on God.
主啊有时候都会与我们同在,
and our Lord will be with us.
啊, 有一些危险呢, 是属灵的危险。
Another kind of danger is a spiritual danger.
啊, 车子撞了, 花钱修了, 其实也没什么大问题。
If you get into a car accident, you can just spend some money and fix it, and it's not really a big problem.
有时候你遇到属灵的危险,
but sometimes you face spiritual danger.
你更要求救。
And in those times, you more so need to ask for help.
什么叫属灵的危险呢?
What is a spiritual danger?
像彼得啊，他沉到开始沉到水里水下去。
For example, Peter was about to sink into the water.
这代表说他的信仰啊，已经越来越低沉了。
That meant that his spirituality was descending.
啊，信仰越来越低的时候，越来软弱了。
When someone's faith or spirituality is descending, he or she has become weaker.
有时候我们的信仰会退步。
Sometimes our faith also backtracks.
刚洗礼的时候很热心。
When we are first baptized, we're often very zealous.
刚得圣灵的时候很火热。
When we first receive the Holy Spirit, we are very zealous.
但是有时候信主久了就失去这种动力。
But sometimes when we believe in the Lord for a long period of time, we lose our motivation.
生活顺利了反而信仰退步了。
When our life is going very smoothly, our faith often goes in a backward direction.
就在教会里面遇到一些事情。
Sometimes we face difficulty at church. It causes us to be disappointed. And as a result, sometimes we do not want to come to church. And those are the moments when our faith is sinking. But at those moments, we need to cry out to the Lord saying, Lord, save me from sinking. Before you decide not to come to church, you need to pray to the Lord for help. And make telephone calls.
遇到什么困难，遇到什么误会，有什么烦恼。
If you have met up with misunderstandings or difficulties,
告诉主耶稣,
you need to telephone the Lord Jesus and tell him.
跟教会的传道啊，转职啊，来他们求助，来辅导。
And you can ask for help and counseling from church ministers and preachers.
不要闷在心里面，哎呀，我都谁都不讲，然后就远离了神。
You should not hide it in your heart and not tell anyone and then slowly drift away from God.
如果这样的话，这太可惜了。
Because if you do so, it is very pitiable.
因为你自己沉下去，到最后受苦的是你自己。
Because if you sink, in the end, the one who suffers is you yourself.
一定要叫出来，主啊，救我。
But you should cry out, Lord, save me.
啊，如果另外一种危险就是遇到试探引诱。
Another kind of danger is through temptation.
遇到试探了。
When you're tempted.
你在婚姻里面遇到试探了。
When you're tempted in your marriage.
有第三者，异性在外面对你很有兴趣，主动的勾引你。
When there's a third party of the opposite gender who is attracted to you,
啊，如果是弟兄的话怎么办？
Who is outside of your marriage, if it was a brother, what would you do?
回家马上跟老婆说，主，老婆啊，帮我祷告，主啊，救我啊，外面有人啊，对我很有兴趣。
The brother might go home and tell his wife, saying, pray for me, help me, because somebody else is attracted to me outside.
很多狐狸啊，很多狐狸啊。
There are lots of foxes.
现在男人在外面呢，很多很多引诱。
There are lots of men in the society now who are under a lot of temptation.
你第一件事情告诉老婆一起祷告，那个这引诱就没办法害你。
But if the first thing you do is to tell your wife about it and pray together, then the temptation will not touch you.
你不要说哎呀没什么啊。
You should not think that is not a big deal.
定力很够的，不会有问题的。
You should not think that you're very strong and nothing will happen to you.
也是一样啊。
But it is also the same for sisters.
遇到试探啊，引诱啊，怀疑，你要求救。
If you're faced with temptations, you need to seek help.
你要跟属灵的朋友求救。
You need to seek help from spiritual friends.
可以跟你一起祷告的人求救。
You need to seek help from those people who can pray with you.
就是有时候那种想法就是一秒钟。
Sometimes the thoughts come to you in a matter of a second.
呼求神，得到神的帮助，可能也是一秒钟。
But seeking God and getting His help also takes just 1 second.
可能一通电话。
Maybe it's through 1 phone call.
哎呀，有一个弟兄啊。
There was 1 brother.
他在教会里面遇到一些不愉快的事情。
Who faced some difficulties at church.
他想说，我今天是最后一次去教会了。
And he thought to himself, today is the last day that I'm coming to church.
下个礼拜我就不来了。
He said, Next week, I'm not coming anymore.
我要跟神辞职的。
And he is about to quit from God. He said it was the last time he was coming to church.
他也看到一个执事。
And he, that day, saw a deacon.
他也决定跟这位执事说，我下个礼拜我再不来，我先跟你讲一声。
And he was about to tell the deacon that he is no longer coming to church.
这是问他的什么事啊？
And the deacon just approached him and said, is anything wrong?
我就告诉你。
And so he said, let me tell you this.
这个执事听一听。
And then he started to speak, and the deacon listened to him.
信主之后都会遇到这种事。
And he said, when you believe in the Lord, you will face these kind of difficulties.
人都是软弱的。
Because man is weak.
但是你要仰望神。
But you need to gaze upon God.
跟他开导。
The deacon tried to counsel him.
他就想通了。
And then he was able to be awakened.
为什么我因为一个人对我跟我讲了一句话，我就不来教会了？
And he realized that it was wrong for him to decide not to come to church because one person said one thing to him.
所以他下个礼拜又来了。
Therefore, he came again next week.
真的，我们要求救。
Indeed, we need to seek for help.
你不要闷在心里。
We should not hide things in our heart.
不要一直沉下去。
We should not continue to sink.
再来啊，切实的悔改，跟神切实的悔改啊，也是只需要一秒钟。
Next, our sincere repentance towards God also requires just 1 second.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter
12,
verse
13.
2 Samuel, the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13.
撒母耳记下12章13节。
2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13.
大卫对拿单说，我得罪耶和华了。拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Verse 13, so David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin, you shall not die.
这个故事大家都很熟悉。
We know this story very well.
大卫本来是合神心意的人。
David was a man who was after God's own heart.
但是是人就是人。
But he was still man.
有时候都会软弱。
And sometimes man becomes weak.
大卫在他人生最顺利、最平安的时候，反而软弱了。
In the most successful and peaceful period of his life, David became weak.
抢了别人的太太。
He took someone else's wife.
杀了别人的丈夫。
And then he killed her husband.
做这种事情呢，以为大家都不知道。
He did this thinking that no one would know about it.
但是神知道。
But God knew.
魔鬼知道。
The devil knew.
他自己的良心也知道。
And his own conscience knew.
但是在这个之前呢，他一直处在一个没有承认这件事情的这个状态。
But before the events of this chapter, he continued to deny the existence of what happened.
他不讲，别人也不知道。
Because he did not talk about it, so people did not know about it.
但是不要忘记，你所做的一切，神都知道。
But we should all know that everything that we do is known by God.
你在最隐藏的地方做的事，心里面有最隐藏的想法，神都知道。
In the most hidden place, in the most hidden part of our heart, whatever we do is still known to God.
神就差遣拿单先知。
So God sent Prophet Nathan.
拿单也很有技巧，很有智慧。
Prophet Nathan was full of wisdom.
他不用直接的去责备他。
He did not confront David directly.
大卫讲了一个故事。
But he told David instead a story.
讲出一个非常不好的人。
He talked about a man who was very bad.
自己明明很多羔羊。
He had lots of livestock,
很有钱,
was very wealthy.
但不杀自己的羊就请客。
But when a guest came, he did not take one from his own flock to give to the man.
抢了他的穷邻居唯一的一只羊去杀了请客。
Rather, he took the little lamb that his poor neighbor had, the only lamb that he had, and he killed it.
哇，大卫就很生气。
To give it to the visitor.
这种人怎么可以被刑罚呢？
So David was very angry and said, this man shall surely die.
他要偿还四倍。
He said, this man shall surely die and he shall restore fourfold for the land.
没有怜悯的心。
Because he did this thing and because he had no pity.
拿单就接下来指着他。
Then Nathan confronted David.
你就是那个人。
He said, you are the man.
你就是那个没有怜悯的人。
You are the man who had no mercy.
你自己那么多太太，那么多妃嫔。
He said, you have so many wives and so many concubines.
如果你觉得不够，神还可以再嫁给你。
And if you thought it was not enough, God would give you more.
这么的抢了人家乌利亚的唯一一个太太。
But you took the only wife of Uriah.
还杀了人家呢。
And killed Uriah.
你以为神不知道吗？
You think God did not know about this? The sword will never leave your family.
这个时候大卫在他人生最低、最羞耻的一个地步了。
This is the most shameful time of David's life.
隐藏的事情呢被现出来了。
Because what was hidden was revealed.
这个时候人通常可以有两种的这个反应。
At this kind of time, a person usually has two types of reaction.
他可以否认。
He can deny it.
没有这种事。
And say that this never happened.
他也可以马上处理这个责备他的人。
And or he could also deal with the one who was confronting him.
马上可以给他砍头。
He can execute him.
永远不会有人再责备我了。
So that no one in the future could confront him.
他是绝对有权可以这样做的。
David had the authority to do these things.
他是王，没有人可以骂他的。
He was the king. No one could accuse him.
但是他马上想通了。
But David made the right choice immediately.
13节里面就讲一句话。
In verse 13, he only said,
他说，我得罪神。
He said, I have sinned against the Lord.
这是一个切实悔改讲出来的句话。
These are words of sincere repentance.
他知道这件事情不能再隐瞒了。
He knew that he could not hide it any longer.
神早就已经知道了。
He knew that God already knew about it.
他的良心可能也被责备。
His conscience was stricken.
他知道自己真的是错了。
He knew that he was wrong.
没有任何借口。
He had no excuses.
错就是错。
He was wrong.
不是得罪的人。
He
而已。不是得罪的人而已。
He did not only sin against man.
我还得罪了神。
He also sinned against God.
因为他在这一秒钟里面切实的悔改。
And because in that one second, he sincerely repented.
神愿意除掉他的罪。
So God was willing to put away his sin.
虽然他以后还要面对罪的代价，罪的苦。
Even though he would still have to face sufferings and the consequences of sin.
神给他机会。
But God gave him the opportunity.
所以你真正的想通悔改归向神，也是这个很短时间之内。
So if you realize you're wrong and repent to God, it can only take a period of a second of time.
有时候我们做错事情，一直为自己找借口。
But sometimes when we do the wrong thing, we continue to make excuses for ourselves.
或者是有时候我们不承认。
Or sometimes we deny it.
明明别人身边看得很清楚了，一直指出你的错误了。
Even though other people can see your mistake very clearly.
你的生活当中没有平安，没有喜乐。
And in your life, there's no peace, there's no joy.
你说没有啊，我没有问题。
And you continue to say there's nothing wrong.
是别人的问题啊。
That it's something wrong with somebody else.
别人的问题造成我的问题。
It's because somebody else did something wrong that I am facing difficulties.
真的是这样吗？
But is that true?
其实问题有时候是我们本身。
In fact, sometimes we ourselves are the problem.
你不承认它是没有用的。
If you do not acknowledge it, that is not useful.
你要外面做得很好看，在神面前好像演得很好，是没有用的。
It is useless for you to pretend to be very good before God.
有罪就是有罪。
Because if you have sin, then you have sin.
有罪就要悔改。
And if you have sin, you must repent.
你不承认。只会影响你自己。
If you do not acknowledge your sin, the only one that will be affected is you.
大卫现在被公开的羞辱。
Therefore, at this moment in time, David was openly confronted and accused.
大卫没有怪罪别人。
And shamed, but he did not blame it on anybody else.
也没有怪罪拿单。
And he did not blame Nathan.
他说我得罪了神。
Rather, he said, I have sinned against the Lord.
我们有时候自己做错事情不承认，那人家点出来了，我们还很生气。
Sometimes when we make a mistake, we do not admit it, and when people point it out, we become upset.
难怪我们一直在这个痛苦当中重复。
This is the reason why we continue to repeat in our sufferings.
所以我们要想得通啊。
Therefore, we must be awakened.
一秒钟就够了。
We only need one second.
是不是我在这一秒钟我要把握这个机会？
We need to take hold of the second.
切实悔改。
To sincerely repent
认罪,
and admit our sins,
为自己的罪痛苦,
and to ask for the forgiveness of our sins,
希望有一个改变,
and then make the determination to change.
做了不好的事就说对不起,
and if we have done something wrong in the past, we apologize.
跟你的配偶勇敢地说一声对不起,
we apologize to our spouse bravely.
跟你父母说一声对不起,
we apologize courageously to our parents.
跟你所爱的人说一声对不起,
we apologize to the people that we love.
哎呦跟神说神啊对不起。
And finally we apologize to God.
有没有勇气呢?
Do we have the courage?
可能只需要一秒钟。
You may only need one second.
但是这个是需要极大的勇气。
But it requires great courage.
所以醒过来。
Therefore we must be awakened.
切实的悔改。
And repent sincerely.
那最后时间呢会停顿的。
And at the end, time will pause.
当末世的号筒吹响的时候。
When the trumpet of the end time has sounded.
当时间走到尽头的时候,
when time comes to an end,
这个世界有最后的一秒钟会发生什么事情呢?
In the last second of the world, what will happen?
我们看启示录的第十章,
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 10,
第五节,
verse 5.
启示录的第十章第五节。
Revelation chapter 10 verse 5。
启示录十章的第五节。
Revelation 10:5。
我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使，向天举起右手来，指着那创造天和天上的物，地和地上之物，海和海中的物，直到永永远远的启示说，不再有时日啊。
Verses 5 and 6. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer.
这里啊，是约翰看到一个异象。
Here John saw a vision.
这个异象呢，是有一位大力的天使，这第十章的第一节。
He saw in chapter 10, verse 1, that there was a mighty angel.
这个不是一般的天使。
It was not an ordinary angel.
这原文是使者。
The original text, it was a messenger.
这个大力就是最有能力的使者是谁呢？
Who is this mighty or the strongest messenger or agent?
这是主耶稣基督。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他身上披着云彩。
He was clothed with a cloud.
头上有彩虹。
And there was a rainbow on his head.
脸上好像日头。
His face was like the sun.
两脚像火柱。
And his feet like pillars of fire.
手上有书卷。
And his hand was a little book.
就第十章的第一节的形容。
That was the description in chapter 10, verse 1.
这个就是形容主耶稣基督的伟大跟荣耀。
This is describing the greatness and the glory of the Lord Jesus.
第五、第六节的说，这个天使啊，这个时候啊，他踏在海也踏在地，哇，他已经海跟地都已经踏在上面了。
And in verse 5 it says that this angel, the Lord Jesus, was standing at this time both on the sea and on the land.
他是指着神说啊，不再有时日了，或者是说不会再延期了。
And then raised up his hand to heaven and swore by God and said that there should be delay no longer.
也可以把它翻作不再有时间了。
You can also translate this to say that time will be no longer.
我们都知道时间有开始。
We know that there's a beginning to time.
创世纪的一章一节就是时间的开始。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 was the beginning of time.
我们知道有开始的东西都有结束。
And we know that everything that begins will have an end.
那时间现在一直在往前走。
Right now, time continues to move forward.
为什么神还一直让时间往前走呢？
And why does God allow time to continue to move forward?
因为太多人还没有得救了。
It is because too many people still have not been saved.
神的救赎的经纶还没有完成。
And the number of the salvation of God has not been complete.
神呢，一直给我们时间。
Therefore, God continues to give us time.
本来可以昨天就来的了，多给你一天。
He could have come yesterday, but he has given us another day.
本来可以去年主耶稣就来了，但是再给你一年。
The Lord Jesus could have come last year, but he is giving us another year.
好像一直在加时间呢，一直在加。
It is as if he continues to add time to us.
好，那个足球比赛啊，打到两队啊平手的时候，哎，加时再。加15分钟，再加半个钟头。
It is analogous to a soccer game at the very end where it is common to have extra time.
你知道吗？神一直在为我们加时间呢。
You know, God is giving us extra time all the time.
不是只有一秒钟而已，加了很多时间呢。
And he is not just giving us one more time, one second more time, but a lot more.
加了很多百年，很多千年呢。
He has added hundreds and thousands of years.
是给我们机会。
To give us an opportunity.
对整个人类来说啊，一直给我们时间。
He continues to give humankind time.
但是人都不知道。
But humans do not know about this.
没有把神给加给我们的时间呢，放在心里面。
But we need to put the additional time that God has given to us into our hearts.
有一天呢，神就会说了，不再加了，不再拖了。
Because one day God will say that He will not give us more time because there's to be no delay anymore.
这个最后的一秒钟就结束了。
The last second has ended.
那我就会怎么样呢？
And then what will happen?
我们看这个第七节哦。
Let us read verse 7.
但在这第七位的天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音呢。
Verse 7. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets.
神奥秘的事就是救恩。
What is the mystery of God? It is salvation.
透过教会要救万民。
It is that through the church, all nations will be saved.
所以现在教会的门是开的。
Therefore, right now, the gates of the door is open.
谁进来听道理都可以。
And anyone can come into the church and listen to the gospel.
跪下来祷告就可以得圣灵。
Anyone can kneel down, pray, and receive the Holy Spirit.
你要报名。 教会通过审查也可以给你洗礼。
Anyone can apply to be baptized.
不管你是什么人种。
No matter what your race is.
这个是神的奥秘，透过教会要救万人。
This is the mystery of God that through the church salvation will be preached.
但是到时候到了。
But when the time comes,
门就关了。
The door closes.
最后一秒结束了。
And the last second ends.
天使吹起末后的号筒。
Then the angel will blow the sound of the trumpet.
把所有的得救的人聚集在一起。
Will blow the trumpet of the end days, and everyone will be gathered together.
天地就要毁灭了。
Heaven and earth will be destroyed.
所有东西就要收起来了。
Everything will be removed.
圣经形容啊，天地就好像衣服啊，旧了要把它收起来了。
The Bible describes the end as if all the heavens and the earth is like garments that have to be folded and collected.
神不再交给你时间了。
God will no longer give us extra time.
那现在我们还有时间呢。
Even though now we still have time.
以全人类来说，我们还有时间。
From the perspective of mankind, we still have time.
对你个人来说，你现在还活着，还有时间。
Individually, we also are still alive, so we still have time.
但是有一天这个都会结束了。
But one day, the time will end.
所以你要把握住这个机会。
So we need to take hold of the opportunity.
我们有没有玩过大富翁那个游戏？
Have we played Monopoly before?
有没有啊？小朋友应该很喜欢玩。
Little kids probably like to play Monopoly.
小时候也很喜欢玩。
When I was young, I also liked it.
我都不是很会玩，每次都破产。
I was not very good. I always went bankrupt.
我弟弟比较会玩，大家在一起，哇，他的房产最多。
When
买房子啊，然后怎么样啊，又很幸运，常常都会多绕两圈。
My brother was much better because in the end he always has a lot of properties. He
每次都抽到那个很不好运的，每次都踏到那个电脑里面。
He would buy lots of properties and have a very good fortune.
有时候抽到一卡，哎呀，破产。
But I would often take the cards that say go to prison or become broke.
很会玩。
But some people are very good at it.
哇，好多栋房子哦，那房子都小小嘛，哈。
They have many houses.
哇，钞票有很多啊。
They also have a lot of cash.
我弟弟们的话比较会玩。
My brothers are like that.
但是到最后呢，玩好了，妈妈说吃饭了。
But at the end. After we're finished, and my mom says that it's time to eat.
怎么办？
Then what happens?
收了，怎么玩不完了嘛，对吧？
Then we have to put it all away.
妈妈说吃饭了，就收起来了。哦，全部卷起来了，哦，通通丢回去了。
And because my mom said to eat dinner, so we all have to throw everything back into the box.
赢了多少也是这个游戏而已嘛。
Even if you win a lot of money, it is just a game.
你赚了那张钞票，妈妈说吃饭了，收起来没用了，那个不能换钱的。
Even if you win a lot of cash, when it's time to eat dinner, you have to put all of those things away.
回家了，在小朋友家里回家了，不要玩了。
And or they say to go home, then we have to stop playing.
我们还看不出来吗？
Can we not see it yet?
今生的这些东西只是个游戏而已。
Are the things that we have in this life?It's just a game.
你把你的工作看得很重要吗？
If we see our job very highly,
你的股票、你的房产、你的地位看得很重要吗？
Do we see our stocks, our wealth, and our status as very important things?
当最后一秒钟结束了，那些东西对你一点价值都没有。
When the last second has ended, those things will mean nothing to you.
现在可能很有价值。
Right now, and they may be valuable to you.
但是当最后一秒钟之后呢，那个东西变成零，价值变成零。
But after the last second, those things become they perish.
那最有价值的东西呢，我们现在要不追求。
So we need to pursue after what is most valuable right now.
我的信仰。
That is our faith.
我们跟神的关系。
Our relationship with God.
有没有侍奉神？
Whether or not we serve God,
有没有过一个敬畏神的生活？
Whether or not we live a life that is holy before God,
有没有把握机会来相信主耶稣基督？
We need to take the opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以最后一秒钟。
Therefore, one more second.
将会在你人生中出现。
Will appear in your life.
当你要离开世界的时候。
When you are about to depart from the world,
你这最后一秒钟就会用完。
You will use up your last second.
当主要来的时候。
When the Lord is about to come,
整个世界。整个世界就会结束。
The entire world will end.
时间是会结束的。
And time itself will end.
现在两点半聚会啊，时间到了，都要结束了。
And now it's 2:30, so this sermon is about to end.
所以我们要把握我们的每一秒。
Therefore, we need to take hold of every second.
给我一秒钟。
Give me a second.
你会怎么用这一秒钟呢？
How will we use the additional second?
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
351首。
Hymn 351.